Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 24th, and we are reading from the Contemporary English Version. Today we pick up in Acts chapter 20, verse 17, and we'll read to the end of the chapter. From Miletus, Paul sent a message for the church leaders at Ephesus to come and meet with him. When they got there, he said, "You know everything I did during the time I was with you when I first came to Asia. Some of the Jews plotted against me and caused me a lot of sorrow and trouble. But I served the Lord and was humble. When I preached in public or taught in your homes, I didn't hold back from telling anything that would help you. I told Jews and Gentiles to turn to God and have faith in our Lord Jesus. I don't know what will happen to me in Jerusalem, but I must obey God's Spirit and go there. In every city I visit, I am told by the Holy Spirit that I will be put in jail and will be in trouble in Jerusalem. But I don't care what happens to me, as long as I finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me to do. And that work is to tell the good news about God's great kindness. I have gone from place to place preaching to you about God's kingdom, but now I know that none of you will ever see me again. I tell you today that I am no longer responsible for any of you. I have told you everything God wants you to know. Look after yourselves and everyone the Holy Spirit has placed in your care. Be like shepherds to God's church. It is the flock that he bought with the blood of his own son. I know that after I am gone, others will come like fierce wolves to attack you. Some of your own people will tell lies and win over the Lord's followers. Be on your guard. Remember how day and night for 3 years I kept warning you with tears in my eyes. I now place you in God's care. Remember the message about his great kindness. This message can help you and give you what belongs to you as God's people. I have never wanted anyone's money or clothes. You know how I have worked with my own hands to make a living for myself and my friends. By everything I did, I showed how you should work to help everyone who is weak. Remember that our Lord Jesus said, more blessings come from giving than from receiving. After Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. Everyone cried and hugged and kissed him. They were especially sad because Paul had told them, "You will never see me again." Then they went with him to the ship. And now we turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 7. Written by David, he's saying this to the Lord because of Cush from the tribe of Benjamin. You, Lord God, are my protector. Rescue me and keep me safe from all who chase me, or else they will rip me apart like lions, attacking a victim, and no one will save me. I am innocent, Lord God. I have not betrayed a friend or had pity on an enemy who attacks for no reason. If I had done any of this, then let my enemies chase and capture me. Let them stomp me to death and leave me in the dirt. Get angry, Lord God. Do something. Attack my furious enemies. See that justice is done. Make the nations come to you as you sit on your throne above them all. Our Lord, judge the nations. Judge me and show that I am honest and innocent. You know every heart and mind, and you always do right. Now make violent people stop, but protect all of us who obey you. You, God, are my shield, the protector of everyone whose heart is right. You see that justice is done, and each day you take revenge. Whenever your enemies refuse to change their ways, you sharpen your sword and string your bow. Your deadly arrows are ready with flaming tips. An evil person is like a woman about to give birth to a hateful, deceitful, and rebellious child. Such people dig a deep hole, then fall in it themselves. The trouble they cause comes back on them, and their heads are crushed by their own evil deeds. I will praise you, Lord. You always do right. I will sing about you, the Lord Most High. And now we turn over to the book of Isaiah in chapter 12, and the little script above chapter 12 in the Contemporary English Version says, "A song of praise." At that time you will say, "I thank you, Lord. You were angry with me, but you stopped being angry and gave me comfort. I trust you to save me, Lord God, and I won't be afraid. My power and my strength come from you, and you have saved me. With great joy, you people will get water from the well of victory. At that time you will say, 'Our Lord, we are thankful, and we worship only you. We will tell the nations how glorious you are and what you have done. Because of your wonderful deeds, we will sing your praises everywhere on earth. Sing, people of Zion, celebrate the greatness of the Holy Lord of Israel. God is here to help you." Thank you for listening along today as we read God's word, and we are reminded of God's great kindness that was displayed for us in Jesus our Lord. Would you pray with me? Father, we gather together corporately around your throne right now, as humbly as we know how, to say these words, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." We come before you, Lord, knowing that we are not worthy to enter into your courts with praise, but we give you great thanks for the great kindness you have displayed to us in Jesus our Lord, who made a way for us to have a voice with you in your great throne room. And so we come today to praise you, to remind ourselves of who you are, and to remind yourselves of who we are in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your watch care over all your people. But we pray specifically for those in our fellowship today, from the children to the most senior adults. We pray, Lord, that you would bind us together by the message of repentance and forgiveness that you've given us. And we pray, Lord, that you would protect us, that you would put us under the shield of your arm. Lord, would you teach us more about what it means to follow you? And would you especially give comfort and peace and community to those who are isolated from others in this time? Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.